Live from New York City, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Nice to have you with us today. I'm on the road. Hopefully, our technical connection will be just fine. And I'm going to set aside half of a program per week for TalkBack, where you'll have an opportunity on any of the important issues of your life, where you'd like to make a statement on something, where you'd like to have us learn something from you, where you have a question that's reasonable, that you could not easily or informatively gain the answer for yourself, then call in. And that's going to happen in about a half hour. Our TalkBack line is 888-874-4888. That's 888-874-4888. And I look forward to taking those calls. Also today, I'm going to share the latest on one aspect of health and nutrition. On a flight last night, and it was a long flight, a person came over to me and just handed me a little note and said, I recognize you from PBS in Atlanta, and I just wanted to ask you a question, and if you'd have an opportunity when we get off the plane to tell me what could I do for my mother who has arthritis and my father who has arthritis. So after I got off the flight, I gave this person about 45 minutes of just insight of what they could do. And here's what the person said, and I thought this was interesting. He said, wow, that's not so complicated. Remember my adage? Never confuse the complexity of a problem with the simplicity of its solution. Almost all the answers that are right answers in life are simple. But once you get down someone's rabbit hole of confusion, contradictions, fear, conditioning, response, then it becomes very complex. But the solution is simple. So I'm going to give you today a real in-depth classroom on the air on arthritis, where normally I might give you 15 new updates on health and nutrition. Today it's one, but it's one that I'll bet you'll be able to help a lot of people in your life. Remember, what helps arthritis will help bursitis, will help any form of gout or inflammation in the body, will actually be able to help your brain. Now, it won't necessarily repair the brain. That would be a different formula, but it can turn off inflammation to the brain. And that's what I like to do, turn off inflammation. I've been saying for a long time that pro-inflammatory cytokines and prostaglandins and tumor necrosis factor alpha and these other chemicals in the body, they come about by the choices we make. So I'll show you how to turn those off. Also today, I'm going to share some audio clips, including, quote, I was the WikiLeaks contact for the DNC, Democratic National Committee's emails. It was not Russia. So we're going to hear from a person, a very credible person, with a very credible background and reputation, who said, yep, it was me. I got the information, and it will contradict everything that the media is trying to encourage us to believe. Now, hopefully, those of you who heard our program yesterday on our sister stations heard the one-hour special on Syria and all the people who were in Syria who didn't buy into the official line but was there to observe that this city of Aleppo was liberated, not devastated. And so a completely different take on it. And it gives you a chance to stop and think, wow, I hadn't thought about that. Well, we're going to continue today, and we're going to tell you what the New York Times, the Washington Post, and these other, unfortunately, very biased organizations will not tell you, that there was no hacking at all. It was a person like Snowden inside who, on a thumb drive, took a lot of information off that he saw was unethical or illegal, being done by the Democrats, mainly to Bernie Sanders. And he gave that to this person, who then gave it to WikiLeaks. Unfortunately, it is our belief, as it is Julian Assange, that the man who gave the leaks was shot in the back and killed shortly after WikiLeaks released this information. So it had nothing to do with Russia. I'm also, for all of the people living in Canada, and we have a lot of people listening from Canada, you're going through your own selling out of your country by your so-called liberal. And he is a good corporate liberal. He knows he's very similar to Obama or Clinton, but he is an absolutely hard right neoliberal. And he is in alignment with all the polluters. He's in alignment with all the major corporations, and he is destroying your environment. So a member of your parliament took on the issue of challenging him. I'll play you that. Also, the Middle East was better off under Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein. Who says? Could that be possibly true? Not only is it true, but the numbers behind it will stun you. Reality check. And who was who said they were better off? Also, it doesn't matter who hacked the Clinton campaign emails. They weren't hacked. It's what's in the emails. Are they true? And that's what the media refuses to accept. And also today, what would happen if meat eaters acted like vegans? Well, being a vegan, I found this interesting, and I think you'll find it also interesting. And this is why I tell all of you becoming vegans, pull back. Don't proselytize. Don't pontificate. Don't preach. Just enjoy your vegan meals. And if someone decides they'd like to be expanding their own dietary regimen, fine. Give them a chance to do that. But do so with a smile and sharing. Maybe a recipe. And I'm putting up, as of now, a brand new vegan recipe with photograph, so how it should look, and the recipe free of charge as a public service on a weekly basis. So you have plenty of recipes to try for yourself and share with other people, but always share with a smile and a gentleness, because otherwise you're just going to alienate people, as you will see from this. So that's what we have now. I also have a new archive and a new Listen Live number. Why? Because we have reached a saturation point on number of people. We're number one in the world of people listening to this program over a listening device like a telephone, or downloading our programs on the archives by a telephone. I'm going to give you two new numbers now. Please write these down. So if you want to listen live Monday through Friday, noon to 1 o'clock Eastern Time, here's the number. 605-562-5119. Again, 605-562-5119. For the archives, and by the way, over 99% of the people, according to the numbers, listen to my show late at night by anywhere they might mean, be by a portable listening device, their portable computer, laptop, etc., or telephone. 701-801-3662, 701-801-3662. Now you get to get it every day. Let's begin. We're going to take a look at arthritis, but keep in mind this could also apply to virtually any other kind of pro-inflammatory condition in your body. We don't have an actual, really accurate number of Americans who suffer from arthritis, but guesstimate around 50 million, and you'd be in a good ballpark. But it's becoming so widespread that we expect within the next 3 years to be looking at one-fifth the entire American population, or over 60 million. We know the kind of discomfort that this means, swollen joints, excruciating pain, and it can be so bad it prevents a person from having a quality of life. And with so many millions suffering from arthritis, maybe we should be thinking of something by way of treatment other than simply dulling the pain with drugs or performing dangerous and expensive operations. Now, as you're going to hear in the next several minutes, we can accurately say that you can change your diet and lifestyle and be able to implement natural protocols that can help substantially reduce the swelling of the joints, release pain in the muscles, there's your fibromyalgia, and help the cartilage, which covers the end of each bone and prevents the bones from rubbing together, you can grow new. The joint capsule surrounds and protects the joint, and special membranes cover it with a fluid that lubricates it, while muscle and ligaments around the joint provide support and make it move. When all these parts are working right, the joint moves smoothly and easily, but when something is wrong with the joint, that's when your pain, swelling, and arthritis develops. Now, it is relatively simple. You can have osteoarthritis, which is also known as degenerative joint disease. It's the most common form of chronic arthritis. We estimate probably half of all people with arthritis suffer from osteoarthritis. In osteoarthritis, the cartilage is worn away so that the bones rub against each other. And when the cartilage breaks down, the joint may lose its shape and the ends of the bone may thicken and form spurs. And as a biochemical approach, the breakdown of cartilage is happening more rapidly than the buildup of cartilage. And that brings up an important point. Cartilage on the end of the bones is not like a pencil eraser, which once it's rubbed off is gone. It is constantly breaking down and constantly being replaced. So osteoarthritis most often affects women in their, let's say, mid-30s up. And most people think it's normal to the aging process. It is not. You might find your fingers, your neck, lower back, legs are usually involved. You can have joint pain, tenderness, stiffness, loss of function, restricted mobility, and then you have rheumatoid arthritis. It is one of the most destructive forms of arthritis. It's severe in its pain, almost always in the joints, but it can also impact the other organs of the body. It is an autoimmune disease in which the body attacks its own tissue. More than 60% of the millions of people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis are generally middle-aged women. You have swelling in the joints, morning stiffness, afternoon fatigue, and low-grade fevers, and significant joint deformity and disability can occur. And then you have gout. It's a form of inflammatory arthritis caused by excessive uric acid in the body, and this excess can result from overproduction of the acid by the body itself and decreased elimination by the kidneys. Normally, I find this in people who have foods that contain purines, which are metabolized into uric acid. And foods that are particularly high in purines are your meats and seafoods, like shrimp. And alcohol also increases uric acid levels and acid crystals, which build up and congregate in the joints. And that's what causes the actual pain. They also are terrible upon the body's white blood cells. The cells attack the joints, creating painful episodes of inflammation. An acute gouty arthritis is a sudden affliction that may last a few days to a few weeks and then disappear temporarily. And gout generally runs in the family, not because it's genetic, it is not, but because people have the same habits of eating. So what we have to do with all of these is understand that we've got to strengthen our connective tissue. So there you want vitamin C, glucosamine, and silica, magnesium, zinc, and very important, a superstar for all pain, pantothenic acid, thenic, pantothenic acid, generally around 500 milligrams. And that will make a big difference at that level. But also, the very first thing I do is I start off with a detoxification. Now, detoxification means that we stop anything that is pro-inflammatory. No animal proteins at all. No wheat, because gluten is highly inflammatory. No dairy. No alcohol in any amount. No sugars, unless they are natural sugars, like the natural sugar, like a coconut sugar would be all right. Stevia is all right. Honey, raw honey is all right, and maple syrup is all right. Now, also, we have to put you on a completely plant-based green and leafy vegetable diet. We want all of the phytonutrients and phytoestrogens to help in the chemical process that are necessary for getting you cleaned and rejuvenated. We also want to make sure that you're on a lower calorie, moderate protein, and quality fat diet. I want to make sure you're getting magnesium, zinc, copper, manganese, and boron. And many people are not aware that boron is very important. It can turn out to be essential for our joints' health. And these are what you'll be calling the current American nutrient for any form of arthritis. Those are what you're going to take. But a lot of medication you're taking, like tranquilizers, they're pro-inflammatory. A lot of the statins, pro-inflammatory. All chemotherapy, pro-inflammatory. The anti-psychiatric medications or psychotic medications, depressive medication, pro-inflammatory. And I want you to get the linoleic acid. And one thing that you can try for about 4 weeks. Every morning, on an empty stomach, take 2 tablespoons of emulsified cod liver oil. That's emulsified, not just cod liver oil. And that will help replace the missing fatty acids in the joint lubricating synovial fluid. And that can be a big boost to helping you with arthritis. When the joint surfaces become irritated and undergo degradation, some of the fat from the joint itself is lost. And this fat acts as a lubricant and keeps the joint surfaces apart so that the cartilage-covered bone ends are protected and can move more smoothly. And vitamin A, very big time, because you're getting vitamin A in large quantities in cod liver oil, and it also maintains the healthy mucous membranes, which manufacture mucus to cleanse the body of infectious bacteria and toxins. Without adequate supplies of vitamin A, infection and accumulation of toxic materials can set up in the joints. And furthermore, vitamin A deficiency can lead to insufficient production of synovial fluid. When this occurs, your joints lack proper lubrication and the cartilage becomes subject to drying and cracking and the movement becomes difficult and painful. And because lubrication is vital to the smooth functioning of the joints, vitamin E, whose primary role is to protect against the destruction of essential fatty acids by oxidation, is also important for antiarthritic nutrients. Vitamin E, 400 units from natural tocopherols twice a day. Also tocotrienols, 200 units twice a day. They help scavenge free radicals in the body that can end up causing inflammation. Now, x-rays really cause inflammation for a long time after the x-rays. So you want to make sure you take extra nutrients after you get that. And herbs that are very important for any form of inflammation in the body would be, I would think, alfalfa, rhubarb eliminates acid. It's also a natural laxative, by the way. And it can break apart the painful crystals that form around your joints. Dandelion greens are very important. They break down acid also. Star fruit, which is delicious, sweet, it's in season now. It's good. A juice of, let's say, a 6 ounce glass of star fruit juice each day is terrific. That's generally about 6 star fruits to be juiced. And I would take that 3 times a day. And that cools the body, cleanses the body, also helps with bleeding hemorrhoids, helps with inflammatory joint pain. And then you have asafoetida. That's A-S-A, asafoetida, F-E-T-I-D-A. That's a spice that you'll find in Indian cuisine, Indian stores, and down on Lexington Avenue from around 27th, 26th, 25th Street are some of the best Indian stores if you live in Manhattan. But go to online, you can get this as well, and get bulk turmeric, coriander, cardamom, anise, fennel, rosemary. Generally, you can get them in 1 pound bags. You save about 70%, and then you keep them refrigerated, and then put a small amount, about 2 ounces, into a shaker, and that way that shaker is what you use, But a lot of people keep their spices right beside the stove. Don't do that. Why? Because the heat from the stove, from your cooking, from the top or the oven, will oxidize it and cause a drying out. And hence the essential oils that give the spice its unique flavor are going to dry up. So keep them in a dry, cool place. And the Indian spices are particularly good. I also use the resin myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H. Just a few drops added to your tea will make your joint pains warmer, and it improves blood circulation. And that's important too. And so to do that, I also want to give Dong Quai, D-O-N-G-Q-U-A-I. That's the most commonly used herb in the world. It's just not in the United States. It warms your joints, increases your circulation, and it's classic in Chinese remedies. Just it's terrific for you. And also you have what is called Guan, G-U-A-N, Jai, G-A-I, Yan, Y-A-N, Wan, W-A-N. And it translates to, and again, this is traditional Chinese medicine, and it translates to walk smoothly as a tiger. And then you also have what is called three-snake formula, mobility three, clematis 19. These are all Chinese remedies. Those are the ones I would suggest. Acupuncture and acupressure can help. And then you want to make sure that you're getting some homeopathics, aconite, A-C-O-N-I-T-E, recommended for burning pain and anxiety and restlessness that comes on suddenly. That would be good. And belladonna as a homeopathic extract. It is good for intense throbbing pain that increases with any motion and decreases with pressure. I find a lot of tennis elbow, rotary cuff pain, knee pain from people using their knees like basketball players. And that helps. Also, superstars. Now let me give you the superstars, those that are the best of the best. Glucosamine, glu, G-L-U, COSA, C-O-A, amine, A-M-I-N-E, and chondroitin, C-H-O-N-D-R-O-I-T-I-N. They're natural supplements, and they work terrifically in the body. They improve the balance between breakdown and buildup of cartilage, and they are superstars. And also helping you exercise by power walking is good. Lots of beans, grains, nut butter, seeds, also good. And that way you can see some good results. So that is an overall good protocol. So I hope that that answers the best of the best. And remember, the more sunflower, pumpkin, sesame, and flaxseed you eat, the better it is. The juices that are particularly good would be aloe vera juice, cayenne pepper, wasabi, W-A-S-A-B-I. And a good way to have wasabi is to take a vegan cheese, of which there are many. In fact, I just yesterday had my annual eye exam. I have my holistic dentist does a whole procedure where she goes in, and I think she's a masochist. I really do, because I think there's some pleasure saying, "Now, Gary, this won't hurt," and I go, "That hurt." No, no, Gary, I'm looking at no. You're. I think you want to be in 50 Shades of Creating Pain in the dental office. And you walk out, and God, I feel worse than when I walked in. But that's all right. At least I know the quality of my teeth, and everyone should have at least an annual holistic dental association or dentist. And then also have your eye examined and have a hormone and biochemical exam once a year. And it gives you an idea of where you're at, and a cardiovascular stress test to help you make sure you don't have any clogged arteries. But one of the things that I suggest is every day have yourself some vegan cheese, because this person says, "Oh, you know, vegan cheese doesn't taste good. It tastes like rubber." I said, "Then you've been eating the wrong brand, because when you have competition, you're also going to have people being more creative. They're looking at the competition and say, what can I do it better? And they now have some spectacular cheeses that are vegan and healthy. And so I took some mustard, which is a very good healing ingredient to use and with some wasabi. And you mix the honey, horseradish, mustard, put a little wasabi in it, and you spread that on some vegan cheese with sliced tomato. And you try that as a snack. And lo and behold, I get a call later. Wow, you're right. I couldn't tell this wasn't regular jack cheese or cheddar. So it's a good way to get the wasabi in your body. Also, pure black cumin seed oil is terrific. Garlic, sweet Vidalia onions, avocados, olive oil, olives, tempeh, seaweeds, berry juices, and cabbage juice, all good for arthritis. I'm going to go down a list. I mentioned chondroitin sulfate, but also D-acetyl-D-glucosamine, 1,000 milligrams, chondroitin, 1,000 milligrams, nettle leaf extract, 500 milligrams, NAD-glucosamine, 500 milligrams, ginger, terrific for you, fish oil, generally 100 milligrams, boron, 5 milligrams, 50 milligrams B-complex. I told you about the vitamin E, 1,000 milligrams of magnesium citrate, 1,000 milligrams of calcium citrate, coenzyme Q10, 300 milligrams, TMG, 150 milligrams, and zinc, 20 milligrams, vitamin C, between 5 to 15,000 milligrams, turmeric, good, cat's claw, good, pomegranate juice, good, boswellia, good, burdock root, good, devil's claw, good, yucca, good, MSM, good, silica, good, SAMI, good. Now you got it. All right? So that's our health and nutrition segment. Now we're going to go to a clip here. And by the way, we're going to be taking your calls in just a moment. And our talkback number is 888-874-4888. So any of the issues that you feel you'd like to call in and share, it's always good to make a call, an empowerment call. Something we can all benefit from, something we can all learn from, something that uplifts us, empowers us, enlightens us, educates us. But before we go there, I want to share this about if meat eaters acted like vegans. Listen up, I think you'll find this of interest.
That salad's totally grossing me out. I've completely lost my appetite. How long have you been a meat eater for?
I only eat meat. I'm going to the Meatstock Flesh Festival.
Are you going?
Yeah, I want the tofu spring rolls, except I don't eat tofu, so do you have like a tofu-flavored chicken you can substitute in for me?
It's not that vegetable eaters are bad people. It's just that they're terrible people.
This sausage is a meat-based vegetable substitute for cucumber. It's got the taste and the texture of an actual cucumber, with none of the cucumber. Eating plants makes your body way too alkaline, which will definitely kill you. Do you really want that? All you need is some meat to be healthy and thrive. You get everything you need from meat. Beef is loaded with carbs. Orcas are even more spiritually evolved than humans, and they only eat seal meat. So that means humans should only eat meat, because it's the most spiritually evolved diet, because of orcas. Plants give off oxygen. Why would you eat them? Do you even know how dangerous deer are when you're driving your car? If you don't kill and eat deer first, you basically want people to get into car accidents.
The world's a much safer place if we eat the animals that could eat us.
Broccoli? That's what my food eats. That's my food's food, and I don't appreciate you eating that. You should eat Siberian tigers to help them go extinct. It makes it so that they can live on through you and your children for generations to come. The best chance for the survival of their species is for us to kill and eat them.
That coconut was going to grow into a palm tree. Why would you eat that?
I could never eat plants that are raised in crowded farms and inhumane living conditions with less than 1 square inch of space per stalk, stuck in the soil against their will.
Have you ever thought about going meat eater to help save the planet? Or do you just not care about the earth?
Have you seen the Kalespiracy documentary? You gotta see it. It's so heartbreaking seeing how all the plants are killed and the deforestation from the plant farming and unsustainable farming practices. Kale farming is the number one destroyer of the environment. Once you see it, you'll never eat plants again.
As he redundantly repeated his emotionally charged nutritional opinions at me, I was instantly convinced to become a meat eater.
JP was the most illogical, condescending person I've ever met.
Saying something like that's just a symptom of being overly alkaline. It just makes you mean and you can't think straight. So that you can be a less terrible person, be sure to subscribe to my carnivorous channel.
All those meat eaters in one place. It's beautiful. Steak. Everything's gonna be
all right. All right, now I want to take you over to one of our callers. Again, call in now. It's your opportunity. 888-874-4888. And let's say hello to Stuart from Los Angeles. Hi, Stuart. Your turn. You're on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay. It's about a year ago. I had open heart surgery. And kind of feel like I'm past the tipping point, but I want to ask anyway about reversing congestive heart failure. I think they said that heart's functioning at 40%.
All right. What else are you going to tell me about your life that led you to get there?
Well, I had doctors that didn't know any better and parents didn't know any better, and I ate a lot of sweets, a lot of fat, a lot of candy. I've always had an eating problem, so I ate more than most people. Overeating. God, I guess that's that about sums it up, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I can't think now.
That's all right, but you called in. I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
Are you here to help you?
Yes.
What are you going to do with the information if I share it with you?
I'm going to use it. By the way, I really appreciated your arthritis segment. That was very helpful. And I'm going to share that with other people, too.
All right, now let's try to break this down into pieces so we better understand what we're dealing with. All right, Stuart?
All right.
Okay. What is missing, do you believe, from your life that would have allowed you to have engaged in, let's call it, intentional neglect or intentional ignorance?
Ah, okay. Living in negative environments. People, mostly. I think I was born with the problem. But there's underlying emotional things that for years I've tried to take care of, going to therapy and trying different things. But I know I still have that.
Well, then the therapy didn't work.
What's that?
There's a difference between going to do something and allowing it to work and going to do something where you truly are not going to embrace the change, but you're going through the motions, like someone saying, oh, I listen to Gary Noll show. Why are you still smoking if you listen to Gary Noll? Well, but it's like having a book. Are you reading the book? I'm not reading the book, but if I ever get time, I'm going to read that book. I believe that we have to be very honest with ourselves, but without being cruel to ourselves. It doesn't do any good, as I'm sure many times in your life you've done, where you begin to feel bad about your choices you've made. But then, instead of looking at what can I learn from the choices I've made that strengthen me, you go back and say, what did I align myself with? Well, you aligned yourself with a belief system you had no choice in. You weren't born with the capacity to destroy yourself. You were born of unconditional love. The input that you were given from the time you were born, from your parents and other people, you had no control over. You couldn't figure out what was going on in their life, so you simply absorbed everything that they expressed, positive or negative, and that became your belief, you and everyone else on the planet, myself included. At a certain point, your behavior begins to mimic the behavior of your caregivers. By the time we develop a sense of intellectual discourse where we can actually ask ourselves, am I doing something that's legitimate or illegitimate? Then you're at that point where you say, gee whiz, if I become the person I believe I should become, if I do the things I really want to do, if I really want to be my unique self, I'm going to disappoint some people. I'm going to have some people possibly angry with me. They're not going to be happy with who I am. So maybe I'll do a little bit of both. I'll live a closeted life. One of my closest friends, in fact, my best friend growing up, was a man named Tom Croft, and he was a superstar athlete, basketball, football, track. And yet one day, and we grew up again across the street from each other from age one. One day, at about 13 or 14, I go over to Tom's, and of course, his buddies, you just go in the house, you go upstairs to see each other. You don't knock on the door. And there's Tom, and he's got a box, and he rushes over to put the box in. I said, what's going on? He said, no, you can't tell anyone. You can't tell anyone, Gary. I said, can't tell anyone what? He said, he showed me. He wrote poetry. And I said, why do you want to hide this? He says, you kidding? In our hometown, they'll think I'm gay. I said, why should you care? You're not gay. You know, he said, but I don't want anyone thinking. And I says, Tom, what do you care? It's your, and he never would express his true interest as a writer and as a person. So he hid part of himself. He wasn't gay. He just was very creative, but he knew people would be prejudiced against him because where I grew up, you were supposed to grow up tough, fighting, showing that you deserve people's respect by being tough. It was stupid. It was primordial. But that's the environment I grew up in. And you grew up in West Virginia and you see what goes on. Didn't mean the people were not nice people. It was just there's a real big gap between an understanding of the significance of being versus a conditioned person fitting in. So we have to ask ourselves. One day we wake up and we ask ourselves, do we want someone to love us? Do we want someone to make us secure? Do we want someone that is stronger than we are, therefore we can live through their strength? Do we want someone to confide in? Do we want someone to accept us for who we are, not who we need to be for them to accept us? And do we want someone who is there when no one else will be there? And I think most people would answer yes to that, and yet rarely do we ask ourselves, what happens when it doesn't happen? What takes the place? And what takes the place is a void, and that void, only your conditioned self is going to thrive. So all those negatives, all those, well, I'll eat myself out of this, or I'm going to veg out, I'm going to read, you know, I'm going to watch stuff on the internet, I'm going to lose myself passively as a spectator of life, and hence I don't have a life. And through that, you're going to end up with depression, loneliness, anxiety, anger, and taking all the wrong choices because you're in a recycling loop, keeps looping on itself. And so what we have to do is we have to disrupt that loop, feedback loop. We have to break it. And we break things consciously by being mindful in the moment we're in. For example, I could say, okay, there's a fellow that I got a call from. His name was Fred Fisher. And if you go up on our YouTube channel, you'll see about a 7-minute clip of Fred Fisher. When I got the call from Fred, who just recently passed, he was around 55. This is almost 20 years ago. And he was 737 pounds, rarely left his house. And he was dying with congestive heart failure, arthritis, blood pressure off the charts, diabetes off the charts, pain in every joint. And the doctor said, but if I operate, there's a very high probability you're going to die. So he then says, well, I want to give me 2 weeks. Doctor says, you don't have 2 weeks. So that's when I got the call. And I didn't ask him, you know, can you drink some juice? I asked him, what do you have to live for? And initially, he couldn't tell me. And I said, if you don't know what to live for, then you're not going to change. I said, you call me back when you have figured out what to live for. And about 2 days later, he called me back. And he had something reasonable to live for, so I started. 1 year later, he had dropped 350 pounds, normal blood sugar, normal blood pressure, no pain in his body, no more congestive heart failure, no more depression, And you can watch the video and you see what he did. And it was relatively simple. First and foremost, you create the foundation upon which you're going to make change. Now, then you're going to ask yourself, you're going to say, Gary, do I have the tools that I need to possess and the resources and the openness to choose growth? Well, possibly not up to this point. So therefore, choose the tools and the resources and the support system that will be there to help you when you need that help, when you need some encouragement. Join a power walking group. Join a group that will, you know, engage in hobbies and discussions, who are just nice people. Don't ever join a group of whiners, moaners, complainers, or blamers, because they're just going to reinforce that life's a, you know, a bummer and a downer, and you'll sit around and cry with everyone. Now, you want people who are rejoicing and going for it. You're going to be there to motivate them, and they're going to be there to motivate you. So you need a good local support group. Next, don't allow any of your excuses that you use to distort your sense of reality and your authentic self. So when you look in the mirror right now and you're looking at congestive heart failure and depression, that's not you today. That's what you've done up to this point. So now you have to wipe that mirror clean and say, as of today, I'm no longer going to be motivated by my weaknesses, fears, anxiety, anger, and depression. I'm going to be motivated by optimism, my hope, and my spiritual values. And therefore, you're able to make a quantitative joy and love and creativity and compassion and honesty leap back to your authentic self, the self that never was given an opportunity growing up to manifest fully. You're going to be defiant against every negative thought that comes into your mind. Now, that's your foundation. Are we on the same track here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Stuart?
Yep.
Would you agree or disagree with that initial assessment, what you got to do?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now, then we're gonna make some changes in the diet. Immediately, I want you to start looking at going to a strictly plant-based diet and even go to work at a food co-op so you can get your food at discount, and you're going to be around healthy people looking for healthier choices every day. That in itself is a positive environment. I also want you to go to a food kitchen every day, and there are gazillion food kitchens in Los Angeles, church groups, and therefore help them serve those who have less than you do. Because every time you put a smile on that face and you say, here, friend, you know, here's some good food for you today, and that person looks back, what's going to happen?
Makes you feel better.
Makes you feel better because you're not at the bottom of anything. You're at the top end of helping another human being.
Right.
How's it make you feel?
Great. I do that with animals.
Well, do it with humans.
Okay.
And you never judge a person. Do they deserve it?
Right.
I had people who took me off the radio who, when I found that they were sick and they never had a nice thing to say about me and they led campaigns against me, I called and said, look, what you feel about me is not relevant. The fact that you need help, I will help you with no judgment. I'm just a phone call away. You have to put... I even raise funds for people on the air that have never done a nice thing towards me. But you do not offer in-kind energy exchange. When someone's down, you reach that hand down. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That helps you release anger and exchange that anger with positive energy.
Yeah, so the now, hardest thing is when someone is... forcing their anger on you.
It's not about you, is it? When someone forces their anger on you, it's because they cannot handle their own truth. So what they hate about themselves, they're projecting upon you.
Yeah.
Don't absorb it. You're not their emotional sponge. Like Tai Chi, let it go past you. Now, you're going to go on a healthy plant-based diet. You're going to have natural hormone replacement therapy that will help your heart and help your system. You're going to go towards a quality proteins three times a day. You're going to get rid of the sodium. You use lemon and lime juice instead. You're going to have lots of beans, especially soybeans with isoflavones, but are good for your hormone system.
Excuse me.
Yes.
For therapy, would I go to a naturopath for that?
Absolutely a naturopath.
Okay.
Yes.
Holistic.
Yes. The diet itself has to be one that's rich in broccoli, cauliflower, cruciferous vegetables, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, tahini, the natural nut butters, raw, the whole grains, rich in phytochemicals. We want a lot of chlorophyll going in to purify your blood, to lower your blood pressure, to separate your red blood cells, to take away that excess amount of water around the heart that leads to congestive heart failure. We want to get the alpha carotene, beta carotene, vitamin C and boron. We want to get more of the caffeic acid, and we want to naturally chelate out the heavy metals. All that is good with chlorophyll. Sea vegetables once a day, and
can
the
I
diet
ask you
sprouts.
About sea vegetables? That brings up something else. Considering all the radiation in the ocean now,
get them where they're grown in Maine, off the coast of Maine.
Okay.
All right. Just look at source. I want you power walking each day, taking your blood pressure and pulse rate before you exercise. Do not go fast. We just want to go regularly. I want you doing L-arginine, 1 gram of the amino acid, because it's terrific for your heart, because it's creating nitric oxide. And what does the nitric oxide do? It benefits your arterial walls in several ways. It helps the smooth muscles in the arterial walls relax, promoting an anti-anginal and anti-hypertensive and anti-stress effect. In addition, L-arginine reduces the activation of platelets, the small bodies that can irritate arterial spasm and plaque development. And L-arginine slows plaque development and even reverses small plaque buildup. It's terrific. 2 to 3 thousand milligrams or 2 to 3 grams of L-arginine a day has an anti-anginal effect. And also 3 ounces twice a day of pure organic pomegranate concentrate. Also, the heart muscle needs to burn fat for energy. And L-carnitine, CARN, C-A-R-N, itine, I-T-I-N-E, that gets fat into the little engines inside the cells called mitochondria. And these little mitochondrial engines are where fat is burned for energy. And your heart muscle needs to burn fat for energy. And the only way it can get that fat into the little engine is with the amino acid L-carnitine. At the same time, that inner mitochondrial membrane requires another nutrient to burn fat called coenzyme Q10, generally 500 milligrams 3 times a day, and vitamin E, 400 units twice a day. Also chromium picolinate, and that has been shown to benefit both the heart and the blood sugar levels. Also, lecithin is good. Magnesium increases blood flow by allowing muscles in the arterial wall to relax, 1,000 milligrams a day. Also, you want the niacin, vitamin B3, which is the non-flush niacin. Taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, an amino acid, is another important antioxidant that helps prevent atherosclerosis. It also can help avert heart failure by improving the strength of the heart's contraction, and that increases the outflow of blood from the heart and reduces congestive heart failure. Generally 500 milligrams taken twice a day. And then check your thyroid to make sure that you are not suffering from a low thyroid. 50 milligrams B-complex, 5 to 10,000 milligrams vitamin C. And I would also use cayenne, very important, and herbs, bugleweed, and which is to help create a limitation of any heart palpitations and elevated blood pressure. Cayenne, the active ingredient, is capsaicin. It helps the heart in many ways. It stimulates circulatory function, lowers your cholesterol, reduces blood pressure, lessens the chance of heart attack and strokes by decreasing blood levels of fibrin, F-I-B-R-I-N. It also reduces the risk of forming blood clots that cause heart attacks and stroke. Garlic, As much garlic as you can do throughout the day, do it. It reduces blood pressure, reduces cholesterol, thins the blood, antibacterial, reduces damage to your blood walls, ginkgo biloba, improves small blood vessel circulation. Hawthorn berry is a great heart tonic against arrhythmias, which is a regular heartbeat, angina, and high
Can
blood
I
pressure.
Ask you something?
Yeah.
Garlic. I would like to be able to find a book of recipes that use as much garlic as possible.
Well, you got one. It's called The Healing Foods Cookbook, Vegan Recipes Plus Protocols. It's my newest cookbook with photographs.
Oh, great.
All right?
Yeah.
So are we off on the right step here to reversing your congestive heart failure, Stuart?
Oh, yeah. You gave me plenty. I'm also taking D-ribose, PQQ.
Those are both good for you. Now, here's what I want you to do, Stuart. I want you to call back in 4 weeks with all the measurements from today till then. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'll mention this to Jesse, that he should take your call right in so we see how you're progressing. All right?
All right. So the measurements are like the blood pressure.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar. Okay? And
okay.
anything from your cardiologist tell you the improvement in your condition. All the best to you, Stuart, from Los Angeles. All the best. Now let's go down to say hello to Gerald in Georgia. Hi, Gerald.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Yeah, I just have a question about yesterday you was talking about the environment, climate change, and I was wondering, the people that's benefiting from the climate change, do you know if they have a backup plan for themselves when their climate does eventually go bad?
Good question, Gerald. Thank you for calling in. Yes, all of the very wealthy people, the one-tenth of one percenters, the billionaires, multimillionaires, all of them have a plan B. You'll look at some of the most expensive survival bunkers, survival estates, survival farms, generally at higher altitudes so they wouldn't be hit by global floods. They have reserves of 5 to 10 years with a backup food. They have everything they need there. This is one of those untold stories. If these people didn't have a fear of the environment collapsing, why are they spending tens of millions of dollars building these estates in different places? Now, I've counseled a lot of very wealthy people, including multi-billionaires, and to a person, they're all very interested in this because they know it's going to happen. So, yeah, they know. Thank you, Gerald. One more, Wesley from New Jersey. Hi, Wesley.
You talk about the damage of gluten, and you've also spoken at some times about the potato as a perfect food. What would you suggest about the use of oatmeal? Is it harmful or not, or is it beneficial? And potato flakes in place of the whole potato?
Oatmeal, if it's still cut oatmeal, if it's the old Scottish oatmeal that's chewy, that's gelatinous, takes about 5 minutes to cook over low heat, that's very good for you. Lowering cholesterol, beta-glucan, helps your arteries, helps your heart. Yes. Put in some berries in there. Put in some liquid like a little apple juice or orange juice or rice milk. Yes. Cinnamon, terrific. Anise, fennel, adding into the benefit of it. Now, to the potatoes, the best way of eating a potato is to steam it, ideally, and by first massaging it in coconut oil, and then taking a knife and marking on each side two about inch-deep cuts throughout it so that the heat comes from the inside, radiates out, so it's evenly cooked. And that way you get your alpha lipoic acid, your amino acids, your calcium, magnesium, all the important nutrients that are in there. Plus you haven't destroyed the skin by overheating it, creating acrylamides. And yes, then the potato is a very healthy and nourishing food. All the best to you, Wesley. I'm Gary Knoll. That's all the time we have today for our talk back. And every week I'm going to be taking on this issue every Friday, opening it for your calls and doing an in-depth classroom on the air, as I did today for 25 minutes on arthritis, because I want to help people make fundamental changes in their lives. Just throwing some vitamins into their body That's not going to do it. Even having some juice each day is not going to have to do it. Remember, each one of these are legitimate, but they're each a piece of the puzzle. So we have to ask ourselves, how many pieces of the puzzle have we added and what still needs to be added? And the more we do, the better it's going to be. I might mention I was just given a call by Luann Panessi. She said that a nurse practitioner who is coming to our January 8th retreat for 1 week is not able to do so now because of an illness in her family with her brother. So if you'd like to join us, we have one place open. And what's going to happen is you're going to have a week of gourmet vegan meals, juicing all day long. Sometimes people take as many as 13 glasses of juice a day of different types, alkalizing the body, learning how to power walk, learning how to bike and power bike, learning gym exercises, pool aerobics, gardening. Plus, I'm going to do something unique. I'm going to show people from scratch how to build your own greenhouse for your backyard or the roof of your building or a community garden if you choose. Or even if you want to have your own home-based business in the country, which I believe is going to boom. I'm seeing so many people who are wanting to get ahead of the curve and move out of dangerous places, even if it's part-time, seasonal, to where they can start to transfer into a more sustainable and progressive environment. Where are the best places in America to live? Where are the hippest people? And how do you survive there? How do you grow food? How do you market that food? Well, I'm going to take you through it A to Z. Take a whole week to do. Plus answer a lot of issues on living a longer, happier, healthier life. Plus people will get counseled and they'll get yoga, meditation, artist healing, and a beautiful, warm environment. So if you want to have that opportunity to change your life, improve your life, detox, energize, de-stress, there's room for one person. You want to come? You can call Luann. Now, let me give you Luann's number to call. And if the line's busy, just be patient or leave a message. She'll call you back. And it's January the 8th for 1 week. 903-881-7008. 903-881-7008. I'm Gary Nall. We're out of time. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on Monday. Have a nice day.